Perikei Mishnah Dalid Arba Midos Bedeos. There are four kinds of dispositions, characteristic traits. Let's discuss the highest, the most ideal. Kashe Lichos Venoach Lirtzos. One who is hard to provoke, hard to get angry, and easy to pacify. Such a person is considered to be a chassid. Kasha lichos v'noach lirtzos. And these four words are very familiar to us, especially at this time of year in the Yom Ha'Rim season, as in our liturgy. After Nisan Tokev, Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Yom Kippur, we refer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in similar terms. Ki kishimcha kein tihlasecha, for your name, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, represents your praise. Kasha lichos v'noach lirtzos. You, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, are hard to anger and easy to appease. And of course, our job in this world is imitatio dei, to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu chanun af anu chanun. Mahu Af anu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too should we. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kasha lichos, so too we also should be kasha lichos. We also should be slow to anger and shouldn't get upset and shouldn't get angry at others. V'noach lirtzos, and easy to pacify. The Ramban Nachmanides, very famous, well-known Igeres Ramban, his letter to his son Nachman, as he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, writes a letter in his opening statement to his son, which for posterity has become the letter which all Klal Yisrael looks at. In Midos and Musar, the Ramban writes, Tisnaheg tamid ledaber kol dvarecha benachas. Recall, remember, always, my dear son, and the Ramban is speaking to each of us, speak carefully, slowly, benachas, with very calm, cool, and collected words. L'chol adam l'chol eis, to every single man you should speak as such, and at every hour of the day. U'bazeh tinatzel min akas, if you speak calmly, carefully, deliberately, that will save you from anger. And says the Ramban, shimidoro l'hachti b'nei adam, the most evil, the most painful, the most difficult, the gateway of all bad midos is the mid of kas, the mid of anger. L'hachti b'nei adam, it could ruin man, and we have all seen it in our own lives. People get angry and upset, lose control, make such terrible, awful mistakes in their own lives and in the lives of others. And the Ramban continues, v'chein amru razal kolakoes, Kol mine gehenom sholtim bo. Anybody who angers, all forms of gehenom take over that person. You could read that literally and you could read it figuratively. You could read it literally to mean that a person who gets angry is headed in a direction of gehenom. But more than that, a person who lives a life where he's always angry is living gehenom. It's such a terrible, disastrous life when you get angry and upset constantly, consistently. And the Ramban continues, V'kasher tinatzel min akas, somebody who saves, protects himself from getting angry, tale alibcha midas ha'anava, will save himself, and not only will save himself, will bring himself to the level of anava, to the ultimate modest individual. Modesty is the greatest midah, and is the antidote to anger. Anger is the antonym of anava, somebody who gets angry. Take a look at our own Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Rashi comments in Sefer Bemidbar, Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. There are three times that Moshe Rabbeinu has gotten angry. And we read about all three of those cases in the Torah, and says Rashi, quoting Chazal in the Sifri, that in each of those times that Moshe got angry, Moshe made terrible mistakes. It says Rashi, Lefi Sheba Moshe Lechlal Kas, Bo Lechlal Tos, Shnis Almu Memenu Hilchos Giulei Nochrim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Matos that Elazar, the son of Aaron, Moshe's nephew, taught to the Jewish people the halachas of Hechsher Kelim. And the Sifri Rashi asks, why Elazar, the son of Aaron, Moshe's nephew, why did Moshe teach the halachas of Giulei Nochim, of Hechsher Kelim? And Rashi answers, Shebalech Lalkas, Moshe got angry. And when he got angry, he forgot the halachos. And therefore, only Elazar was the one who recorded these halachos and taught these halachos to Klal Yisrael. See, anger can create a person to lose himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu forgot some of the basic halachos. Furthermore, Rashi continues, and Parsha Shmini, Moshe got in a debate again with Aaron not knowing which karbanos were supposed to be brought. Vayiktsof al Elazar al Isamar, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at Elazar and Isamar. Bolech lal kas, bolech lal tos. He got angry and he made a mistake, and Aaron HaKohen was correct and corrected Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of which karban should be brought that particular day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Aaron was correct. Moshe was wrong again because he made a mistake as a result of getting angry. And finally, a more well-known case in Sefer Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, Shimun HaHamorim, Moshe got angry at the people. Listen, you rebels, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ali Dehakas, as a result of getting angry, made a mistake. Cited by the Ramban in Parshas Beshalach, the Rambam explains that the reason that Moshe wasn't able to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, the sin, the chait of Mei Meriva, wasn't because he hit the rack, but rather because he got angry. Shimun HaMorim. And here you see these three terrible errors that Moshe made all resulted from anger. How do we control ourselves? We all have so many situations in life where we get angry, we get upset. How do we stop ourselves the next time? I was once given a very good piece of advice that I tried to implement. And when you think about it, contemplate it, you'll see it actually really, really works. And that is as follows. Think before you get angry. Will you still be angry a year from now? Is it worth it? Is your anger, is your disappointment, is your rage, is your explosion worth it? Will you really be angry about this topic, this issue in a year from now? Well, if the answer to that question is yes, then okay, you have the right to get angry. But if in 354 days from now, you're not going to get angry, you're not going to get upset, and you realize that it's not valuable then to be upset, then don't get upset now. Because anger is such a powerful tool. It leads to such terrible mistakes and bad and terrible outcome. Think for a moment if it's worth it in a year from now. Finish by sharing with you a very fascinating, powerful story. I read there was an individual who passed away in Bnei Brak, individual who survived the war from the Sheres HaPleita, survived the Shoah. He lost everything. Nothing was left behind. No, not his family, friends, nothing. He was going through the motions of life. He wound up in Israel following the war, lived in Tel Aviv. He didn't live a Orthodox religious life. He was secular Jew living in Tel Aviv, but he consistently, regular attended Shabbos and Yontif Minyan, and not for the spiritual or religious purposes, but for the nostalgia. His first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, he decided to go to shul in the hopes that somebody would invite him for the Seder. Lo and behold, a young man with a small boy in tow asked if he would join him and them for the Seder. He walked into a very humble home, a beautiful glow surrounded the table. And the table, as we all know, the Seder table looked pristine, perfect, gorgeous. The places were set. The children were dressed beautifully. The finest dishes and cutlery and silverware were all on the table. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, that little boy who was walking home with his father threw the tablecloth down. And all of the preparations were strewn to the floor. The wine, broken plates, everything was totally wrecked and ruined. The entire room gasped and held their breath. The man, this guest, couldn't speak. He felt so bad. Listen to what ensued. The young father took the boy, put the child on his lap, and turned to the child who was wiping the tears from his face and said, "What should we do? We have two choices. We can sit here and feel bad, or we can put back the entire Seder. Will it be as pretty as it was before? Probably not. But we will each help each other in putting it back, and in some way, it'll be even nicer." The little boy got off his father's lap, picked up a plate and a second plate. One was broken, two were broken. The father patted him, told him, "Not to worry, don't worry about it. Let's work together and create and fashion a beautiful Seder." This man watched with love and incredible patience that the young father had, and realized that this plate was a metaphor for his own life, and vowed to make use of it and to rectify his broken plate. He decided at that moment he found his Rav. This young man, the father at this table, became known as the Nesivas Shalom, the great Slanim Rebbe. And at this individual's Levaya, the son finished by saying about his father that the entire time he knew his father, he never once saw him lose his temper. His father told him that whenever he thought to be angry, he remembered that Seder and never ever got angry. V'zeh tinatzel min hakas, kasha lichos, V'noach lirtzos. Let's be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go into Rosh Hashanah the Yom Nirayim, V'imei Hadin, accepting it upon ourselves. Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slow to anger with us, and we make so many mistakes. Let's be slow to anger with others as well, and continue to follow in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.